Hooray, hooray, these women is killing me.
Live here in the studio on Out of the Woods. I told you we had a special treat coming up, folks. And there it is. And that's, now you know why we started the show with all that blues this week. Welcome to the show, Guy.
Thank you, John.
Nice to have you in the state of New Hampshire, passing through once again. Finally getting a chance to meet you after all these years.
Works for me, man. Live free or die. You know, live free or die.
That's right. That's our state motto here for all you folks on the West Coast. But yeah. Welcome once again. You have a brand new CD out, and it's all kind of in the spirit of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Yep, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. The fellow to my right is Fabrizio Poggi, who produced this CD. In fact, it was his idea to do it. And at first, I didn't even want to do it, but he persuaded me. He leaned on me, man. We got this thing done, literally recorded in less than 24 hours in the studio. Then I was gone for all the mixing and all the packaging and everything else, but here it is, and here we are.
Excellent. Yeah, I see Fabrizio's got his Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee t-shirt on. Yeah. So he's definitely a big fan. I brought some of my own goodies, too, but I love the new CD, and always been a fan of Sonny and Brownie.
Yeah, me too. There's nothing that you can't like about them. I love very much. Fabrizio and I are both harmonica whoopers, at least students of the master whooper, that being Sonny Terry. And I've been studying Walter Brownie McGee. The man is more intricate than I think he's given credit for. He has a mastership, a mastery that is rare, and it's beautiful. And they work well together and apart.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing the dynamic they had playing together. I wish I had seen him. When I was first a fledgling little harmonica student myself with a friend down the street, I didn't realize that they were still around. I thought they were long gone. And had I known, I would have tracked them down and tried to catch a show. But, yeah, what a legacy.
Yeah. One of the things that we do in our show, John, is See, there are only like 12 songs on this CD, but Sonny and Brownie recorded dozens and dozens of songs, some of their own, some covers. And one of the songs we do is called I'm Gonna Shake It Like Sonny Did, and that comes from my previous CD from Kokomo Kid. So I got tributes, you know, going all along here.
Yeah.
And so for the show, we make sure to do that as well. It's kind of a double harmonica gem.
Uh-huh. You want to play that one for us?
Sure, man.
That'd be great.
But yeah, you might not ask me.
Woke up the neighbors for that one. Shake It Like Sonny Did. Guy Davis is here live in the studio on Out of the Woods. Fist bump. There you go. Was that on Kokomo Kid?
It was. Yeah. Kokomo Kid.
That was your last one before the new one.
Yes.
Great stuff. Great stuff. So, yeah. You're traveling down the road. You came from, I believe, Vermont last night.
And, yeah.
Passing through. You're playing in New Hampshire tonight, but I have a bunch of dates that I see you got coming up as well. In the month of April, anyway. Heading up to Canada pretty soon, too.
Yeah, sure will be. I've been to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick.
And then you're down to New Jersey for a bit, and down the eastern seaboard, and eventually to Mexico. I see next, back in the end of April, you have a couple of dates. Is that happening?
Well, I'm on, we'll see if it's happening. I'm on pins and needles. You could say I'm sitting on a cactus about that. A Mexican cactus.
Well, anyway, maybe I can get you guys to dig into another one for us.
Okay, what do you say we do? What was the Brian and McGee song? Walk On. Let's do Walk On.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by Walter Brown and McGee and his wife Ruth. About a couple who's they're having differences. And this is their take on it.
Right here on Out of the Woods and Walk On. Yeah, nice. So you didn't actually start out in music, did you? At least your family didn't. You were from an acting family, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it's an acting family I'm from, and but showbiz is definitely in the blood.
You first started listening to Sonny Terry on a train ride, if I read that correctly, from Boston to New York.
No, that's not quite correct. I had a musical experience in a train coming from Boston to New York, but that wasn't the Sonny Terry one.
Okay.
That was where I first learned about some snappy finger picking from a fellow with nine fingers. He was missing his right index finger.
Okay, yeah, the nine-fingered guitar player.
Yeah, yeah. That's he showed me what finger picking was all about with the fingers he had left. The Sonny Terry experience, I guess I almost don't remember a time when I haven't somehow been aware of Sonny Terry's playing, at least peripherally. And I got a chance in 2009 and 2010 during the revival of a play on Broadway, a musical called Finian's Rainbow. I got to take the part originally created by Sonny Terry when this musical was first introduced to the world on Broadway back in 1947. And that was the, I guess, the pinnacle of my Sonny Terry experience, that having that job made me have to get better in order to accomplish that task. I hope that's the story that you meant.
That is, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd only actually met Sonny Terry once in my life. I wish I could have gotten lessons from him. Instead, I had to steal everything I knew, and it took me 20 years to steal it. And I don't know about it, but in the world of thieving, if it takes you 20 years to get something, you probably ain't stole it right. You know.
Well, you probably earned it after 20 years.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about stealing. It's about earning it. And Brownie McGhee, I got to see twice, and the last time was in Oakland, California, after a performance I gave of the Adventures of Fishy Waters in Bed with the Blues. That's my one-man show. He came to see that, and I got to do some harmonica whooping in it, and he said to me, you know, you kind of remind me of Sonny there. And man, just for that compliment, that took me all the way to the top. I didn't need anything more than just to remind him. Listen, and I still don't.
Yeah, what else you need after that, right?
Not at all.
That's great. So the Broadway thing, how long did that run for?
Oh, way too short. I think it ran a grand total of 4 months plus almost a month of previews. That was late 2009 into the first month of 2010. And earlier in 2009, there was a sort of a pilot project, not on Broadway, but they brought me in to do a showcase of it, which was kind of shortened down. But people liked it so much, it made it to Broadway. Finian's Rainbow. I liked it.
That's great. Well, guys, maybe we could do another song.
Let's see. What do you say we try Louise? Louise. Let's do it in the key of E. Followed you down to the Gulf of Mexico. upon. It caught up on my perches, and they grinding up the bones. Oh, Louise. Honey, that will never do. Say you love me, not to love those other men too. Now, Rich, I want you to tell them how I feel. I think I heard old time Okie knocking at the door, so I guess
might be. Do we think he's in?
Do we have visitors?
Nobody's there.
We got a lot of sunshine out there. See
that? You didn't hear the knocking?
I did. I heard something.
Yeah, I did.
We were waiting. Guy's manager, who's supposed to show up in the middle of this.
Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't answer the dog whistle.
See none. Okay. All right, back to work.
Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, Louise. I write that one down. That's an old favorite.
It's actually Louise.
Okay. Louise times two. Oh, is he here?
And it's by Big Bill Brunzi who wrote that.
Are you guys on the air?
Yes.
Right now.
Well, then, what's up?
We didn't know that you were going to be playing all the music and stuff. We thought you were just being interviewed. We have people that are sleeping here.
Oops. Okay. Well, we'll talk some more.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. We better do some talking.
Well, we'll cut
fast
that.
Talking.
We'll cut that part out.
Double talking. Get ready to leave town in a hurry.
Well, we can leave it at that for the music, I guess. Guess we'd better, huh?
The High Sheriff will be looking for Fabrizio and myself in the morning. This man travels with this huge case full of harmonicas. So every time he gets to the airport, at worst they think it's a bunch of bullet clips. And at best they think he's just a harmonica smuggler. Now tell him he should just have a harp in his pocket when he passes through the TSA and play it. That way they'd be a little easier on him because he plays so pretty.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Fabrizio doesn't want to speak too much. He's shy. This fellow from northern Italy, you know, they got all that good food. I think he's not shy. He's just going to be spending more time eating than talking. That's all.
That's it. That's right. He's not playing that
wrong. Invite me to dinner. Oh, never mind Louise coming back home. How about Guy coming to supper?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Okay, this is interesting. The motel sessions here, in a motel is where this interview is taking place. And the lady who just knocked is the motel owner and takes care of the place. And that's when they got it set up. They were kind enough to stop construction, which is going on, hammering and pounding and stuff like that, because they're rebuilding and redoing the hotel. And when my manager set it up, I guess he thought that that meant that it would be quiet so that we, Fabrizio and I, could make a plenty of noise. We can outdo any construction crew, can't we, Fabrizio?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Definitely.
And so that lady came in and thought we were like remodeling the room with our music. It's all good, man.
Well, I guess I wasn't kidding when I said earlier we just woke up the neighbors.
Maybe not.
But yeah, well. So what's next for you guys? What you just did this new CD. You got something else in the works? Are you writing new songs? What you got going on?
Well, I've got a project I'm working on my own, but the more I speak about it, the less it gets done. So I'm going to shut my mouth about it for the time being. But I've got a whole slew of songs that not only need recording, but they need to be packaged together in a show. Because that's what I'm aiming to do. I'm aiming to do a stage presentation that has a whole heap of blues in it. And that's all I need to talk about on it for right now.
Top secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, that's great. And when do you think that's going to be coming to fruition?
Well, let's see. I'm hoping to have most of the month of May off so that I can work on it and possibly do a reading-style presentation of it in New York City, but that is not set yet. And I wouldn't mind if it came into being either late this year or by the beginning of next year. I wouldn't mind at all. It's got all of its elements, but it needs a full shaking down and shaking out. It's not ready. It's a cake. It's got beautiful ingredients, but it's not all cooked yet.
So is that going to be presented in sort of a concert setting, the typical venues, or is it going to be more of a theater sort of?
I guess we'll have to see. Theater is more than what it looks like. I used to go see storytellers on stage, and one of them was Spalding Gray. He's dead now, but that man used to sit on a stage at a desk and talk for 90 minutes. And you couldn't move. You could not take your eyes off of him. He wasn't being dramatic in Shakespeare, and he was just telling a story. And he had all your attention. And that is how I would like to present this, is just to tell the story. Be surrounded by a bunch of guitars, instruments, whatever. Tell the stories and sing the song. And who knows, if we get to Broadway, maybe I could act out all 99 parts. Put on dresses and wigs and all sorts of things. But no, I don't think so. I would like to do it as a storyteller.
Very cool. Yeah. Look forward to that, especially since he's not telling us anything about it.
And like I said, the more I talk about it, the less it gets done.
Right. And you might want to change things and mix it up. Can't talk too much about it because then everyone will expect a certain thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Guy Davis is with us here on Out of the Woods, and we're chatting now because we got shushed by the lady.
Oh, man, it's okay. you tell me what you want to chat about, man. I can speak spontaneously, exponentially about all sorts of topics, you know. And anything I don't know, I make it up. I'm ready to get on there and talk. Don't get me to talking about politics, man, because they'll shut everything and everybody down when my mouth gets to running. Oh, boy.
Well, let's hear some of that, then.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm not sure what words you're allowed to say on the radio. I know there's certain of them that you absolutely can't say, so I won't break that barrier. But boy, oh boy, do I have a few interesting slants on ways of looking at stuff. So here is a song. Here are the lyrics to a song that I wrote recently. Don't you all go out there trying to take credit, because this song is so crazy. Only I could have written it. It's called I've Got a Secret. I've got a secret. Promise not to tell. I farted in the kitchen and it left an awful smell. I farted in the bedroom and in mommy's office too. But I won't get in trouble because I told them it was you. It was you, it was you. I won't get in trouble because I told them it was you. I got myself a camera, attached it to a model drone. I flew it over the neighbor's house when they were not at home. I took a picture of Fido when he was making poo. But I won't get in trouble because I told him it was you. It was you, it was you. I won't get in trouble because I told him it was you. Oh, I read Dick Cheney's email when I hacked in his account. I saw his dirty laundry, and that ain't all I found. The country's run by the NSA and Halliburton, too. And if they ever ask me, I'm saying it was you. It was you, it was you. I won't get in trouble because I told them it was you. I like computer hacking. It helped me rob a bank. I hacked the military and I got myself a tank. I hacked into the White House and into the Kremlin too. But I won't get in trouble because I told them it was you. By Guy Davis.
There you go, folks. Don't forget it. That one sounded a little dated at this point.
Well, yeah, I could use more modern names, but I'm afraid, there might be fire and, when they came after the Frankenstein monster with the torches and pitchforks and stuff, there might be some of that. So, yeah, it sounded a little dated because I mentioned that person, Dick Cheney, but there's other names I could put in there. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, we got a new attorney general. All sorts of old. There's names I could put in there. We got a new leader, a Führer of the nation. Yes, sir. There's names I could put in there.
So that was good. That was good. He's good without the guitar too, folks. That's right, Guy Davis.
Mention to the folks why you're here in this motel room with us instead of me at your place where you do some of that recording.
Guy Davis is allergic to cats.
And John lives in a cat house, so what was I supposed to say? So Fabrizio and I, we have each independently opened for James Cotton, who passed away recently. I got a chance to open also for Chuck Berry once. That's its own adventure right there. That man demanded when he was allowed to get paid in cash in a little brown paper bag. So you have to know he knew the business his way. And that's probably the better way, actually. I've gotten to open for B.B. King. That was on three occasions. And that man was rightfully called the ambassador of the blues. Very generous spirit. I'm feeling so full of the blues, I'd need a laxative. You know what I mean? I'm just full of it today. Just loaded with the blues here.
Well, we got to take a quick break and get in that station identification, but we'll be right back and talk more about Guy Davis and the Blues right after this.